We just heard new polling information about how Americans are evaluating the options for a health care overhaul. But it's members of the House and Senate who will have the final say. And there's a particular focus on the Senate, which has just passed a series of bills that have to be reconciled. 30 Democratic senators recently signed a letter declaring their support for the public option. One of them was Senator Roland Burris of Illinois, who's gone so far as to say he will vote against any final bill without a public option. Senator Burris' stance is attracting attention not only because he represents 13 million people and was appointed to fill the seat vacated by Barack Obama when he became president after a particularly messy process, but also because Senator Burris has said he will not run for a full term. So he's viewed as somewhat immune from the political considerations that may affect many of his colleagues. And given that 60 votes would be needed to stop parliamentary maneuvers to stop the overhaul bill, every single Democratic vote is needed. None can be taken for granted. So we called Senator Burris to find out more about what he's thinking. He joins us from the Senate. Senator, thank you so much for taking the time.
Glad to be here.
First, tell us more about your position, if you will. Why do you think it's so important that a public option be included, that you say you will not vote for a bill that doesn't have it?
Michelle, I have been throughout my state. I've had phone calls and cards and letters into my office. A majority of those supporters are pushing unequivocally for a public option. That is a choice. That is an opportunity for them to acquire insurance through a government-sponsored plan, which would be competition for the private insurers. So all I am pushing for is the opportunity to make sure we have accountability, transparency, and cost savings in the healthcare industry.
How is this new information about how public opinion seems to be changing affecting the discussions on Capitol Hill? And the reason I ask is that, of course, you remember over the summer there were these very tumultuous public hearings that some members of Congress participated in, where there seemed to be a lot of very vocal opposition to the position that you've taken. And now we see these new numbers that suggest that, in fact, more Americans have come around to your way of thinking on that. Is that affecting the kinds of discussions you're having on the Hill now?
Well, certainly the public is now being informed. I think there was a lot of misinformation out there earlier, which came out during the August recess. And it was an attempt by the insurance companies and some of our colleagues to put different information to the public so that they could keep the status quo. We're concerned about the status quo. And now that the public is really listening, you see a very positive commercials running. So the people now are being informed, and they're saying, yes, we want to have a choice. We don't want to see health insurance premiums continue to skyrocket. We want to see the insurance industry to be brought under control so that their profits will not be accelerating just exorbitantly. So based on that information, based on the education and the information that's in the public now, the public is saying, given the fact that we've tried for almost 100 years to reform insurance, it's time to do it. It's time to do it right. It's time to do it for the benefit of those who are uninsured. And Michelle, please understand that those persons who have insurance, like their insurance carrier, like their primary care physician or provider, they will not be affected by this.
But the politics of this have been, at least how it's been understood to this point, is that there's still a very strong partisan divide on this. Something like 9 out of 10 Republicans still say they oppose it. So the argument has been that if you're a Democrat trying to hold on to a seat with a very heavy Republican presence or strong Republican presence, that you really can't afford to support a public option. And a lot of people look at Illinois as being a place where your seat may be up for grabs next year just because of all of the drama that surrounded filling the seat to begin with. So that's why I'm asking, what's it like now that there's this new information? Does it change the way people feel about it?
Well, Michelle, the key here is this cannot be done without politics. A lot of this is politics to maintain the status quo, politics to even stop the president's health care agenda from succeeding. And when I say that every president since Teddy Roosevelt has tried to do this, it's not been able to be accomplished. There have been 10 presidents. And as President Obama said, he's going to be the 11th, and there will not be a 12th. We're going to do this, and we're going to do it and do it right for the benefit of the people. You open your program by saying that I am not running for re-election. That has absolutely nothing to do with my position, whether I would be running or not running, or from a state of Illinois that is up for grabs with an election, would not impact my stand on this issue, because I am here representing not only the 13 million people of Illinois, but I've just had calls and contacts and information from individuals from across the country saying, Senator, don't give up on the public option. We need that opportunity to have costs cut in our reduced in our health insurance programs.
What about the Senate and the White House? Have they also contacted you to see if there's any wiggle room in your position?
No, the Senate is very much aware of my position. No one has contacted me from the White House. I think they respect my position as is respected other senators' positions. There are other senators, and I'm just hoping to persuade them and hope that I could prevail on that issue, because my thing is to put forth my views and not be an obstructionist to this overall issue of health care.
Finally, if you don't mind my asking, how are you doing? You didn't have the easiest time getting up there. I don't mean like your health, but I mean, how are you doing? It was not an easy road to get to the Senate, as
Michelle,
you know. And how are you?
That's called politics. That's water over the dam. I've had a great 10 months. I've pretty well got my staff is together. We're moving on major issues in the Senate. We've got so many things going that, I'm having one problem.
Which is?
I love it.
Does that mean you're opening the door to running again?
Absolutely not. But I love being in the Senate. I love serving the people. That's my whole calling, public service.
That is U.S. Senator Roland Burris. He represents the state of Illinois. He's a Democrat, and he was kind enough to join us from the studios at the Senate in Washington. Senator Burris, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Michelle, it's my pleasure. Thank you.